ripped straight from Josh's headlines. A man who had a pig transplanted heart in his body. Turns out, as we sit here at the end of 2022, he didn't make it. So we opened up the transplant lines to you, wondering, have you ever given an organ? Have you ever gotten an organ? Are you an organ donor? I am, as we sit here in December of 2022. Do you want my organs? Probably not. They're riddled with disease and very weak. We discuss getting and giving organs, transplants, on the best of JSS.
It's fascinating, man. This is wild. You did this story yesterday, Josh, of the guy getting a genetically engineered pig heart transplant. People started checking in left and right, talking about their own stories, if they could, if they couldn't. I also started looking into the transplant rejection. And there's different types of transplant rejection where the body will reject what happened. The most common one is known as acute cellular rejection. It can happen at any time where just at a cellular level, the organ does not match with the host and will slowly degenerate into inoperability.
That's tough.
One of the quickest ones is hyperacute rejection.
Oh.
It occurs within minutes of a kidney transplant when the recipient's antibodies immediately recognize the kidney as a foreign invader and attack it. Your body will attack the organ.
Yeah, it's a foreign... They don't know. It's just a foreign body. You know what I mean? They don't know that this thing's trying to help it live. It's just a foreign thing. I sent you guys a photo, and I can't believe... I mean, I have to believe it, but it's from a texter.
The hell?
It says, this year... You see that photo?
It's like a It's like a huge pot roast.
Now two of them. Hungry.
You have... this. How is this even possible? It says... this year, we celebrate my family member and I's sixth anniversary of kidney transplant. These were his kidneys.
Oh.
Before I donated mine to him, he had polycystic kidney disease. We are both healthy and doing well. So I guess polycystic is poly meaning many and cysts. He had cysts growing on his kidneys.
Those are kidneys.
They're gigantic. How is that a kidney?
Yeah, I don't think that's a little too big.
It looks like, of them. It looks like a middle schooler's backpack slathered in Sweet Baby Ray's.
It's the size of a backpack, and there's two of them.
It's like she's holding
possible
two gross babies. The grossest babies I've ever seen. She's holding them like they're infants.
Somebody says, I have a family member getting her second kidney transplant today.
Oh.
Look at that. Good luck.
From all of us here to all of you. I got a message here. Bibbidi bing bang boom. It says, my cousin had cystic fibrosis and had a double lung transplant 6 years ago. Healthy, upright, will be 42 next month.
Wow.
Man, I'm not good with blood. You guys know that. I love horror films, hate blood. It's a conundrum. But part of me would like to watch that happen. Like to pull the lungs out of someone and then to sew the new ones on. And the first time it expands and contracts.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
That's next level medicine to me. That is next level medicine to be able to perform the transplant. I got calls, texts, tweets. What else you got over there before I jump to the phones?
Nothing. Somebody just checks in and they says that livers, kidneys, and ovaries can get very large from cysts or cancer. That picture of them kidneys is shocking.
Yeah, that's going to stick with me. And I am now not going to go to Mission Barbecue for lunch. I'll head there tomorrow, right around noon, when they say the Pledge of Allegiance.
My old boss from Albany, rest in peace, Bob Osfeld, he had heart disease and he needed a heart transplant. And he ended up getting one, but something went wrong. There were complications and he passed away. But he got a call around July 1st or 2nd because he was nearing the top of the list.
Uh-huh.
And they said, hey, this is a big holiday for organ harvesting because a lot of people die over 4th of July weekend. So you may be up. And sure enough, that weekend, a bunch of people died and they harvested their organs and he got a heart, but it didn't work out for him. But isn't that crazy how there's certain
times of the year?
Yes, of course.
I can only imagine probably around the winter, car accidents, someone passes. Yeah, the lower half was mangled in the engine block, but the lungs and heart are still good. So, you know, I just got my new license, and it is not a good photo. Let's see. Okay, there it is, because the old one had the big red heart on it.
Yeah.
I've got the new one that has the Maryland flag in the I'm definitely on a government watch list black and white photo. There it is, right down there at the bottom. Organ donor. Very nice. I'll hold that up to the camera so you can find my address. Let's go to Scuba Steve, line one. What's up, Scuba Steve?
Good morning, gentlemen. So about 10 years ago, I had severed my right leg to the bone and saw the brilliant Dr. Alan Dulsberg at Johns Hopkins, and he decided to do an experimental surgery where he did a cadaveric nerve graft, just spliced some dead guy's nerve into my leg like it was a slab of bacon.
Yeah,
and we are golden now. I seem to be running a lot faster with my right leg. But,
stop.
We're good.
Got a super strong right leg now. You get any, like, weird phantom things? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it did for about 3 years. And it's slowly dissipating. They said it could get better, could get worse, could get polyps on the leg. But we'll see.
Damn.
Wow.
You know what else I'm fascinated with? Not just internal transplants, but the external. The limb transplant. The people
they start doing, like, hands and stuff?
Yeah, some hand ones. I've seen some arms beneath the elbow ones.
Yep.
I'm curious what the rules are with those. Like, what if the only one that matches has this garbage tattoo you don't want?
Right.
Like, it's got...
You gotta take it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Third Eye Blind for life. And it's like, I don't even like the band. It's got, like, all the members of, like, Chad Kroeger's family tattooed all the way down the forearm.
What about after they get this pig transplant thing down, they start figuring out personality transplants?
Yes. Oh my God! They could. Somehow.
I mean, there has to be major breakthroughs in mental health and personality.
Oh, trust me, I think. Oh, you know what what did I watch the other day? Ah, it's gonna kill me, dude! You're not kidding. There's this machine.
It'll come to you.
No, there's. They use magnets.
What?
Google it. It was. It might have been CBS Sunday Morning, dude. They put you in this machine and they just magnetize your brain. And they interviewed this woman.
Is that some crackpot thing or is it?
No, it's real. And they interviewed this woman who was severely depressed. They interviewed her husband and she was just in and out of depression and mood swings and like bipolar. Dude, they magnetized her brain. Like you go in, you get it done a few times. She's totally like fine now. Like it's amazing.
What?
Dude, you're going to be able to, they're going to have like a port in the back of your head. They'll be able to plug in and be like, hey, what kind of person? You'd be like, I wish I was more gregarious. I wish I wasn't. This is me. I wish I wasn't agoraphobic. I wish I could go outside and
enjoy
myself.
You're happy now.
I don't think that would work for me. I don't think I'm a candidate. You know?
Sure. Come on, stop it.
Dude.
It would work for all of us.
You know how great would that be?
Tweak our brains.
All right. Let's see. We got here. I need to activate my confidence sensor today. All right. And I need to activate.
Stop your mouth from flapping so much.
All right. I'm going to be a little quieter today. There we go. I need confidence. I need half verbal. Let's take another call here. Let's go to. I think it's line five. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? You worked in biotech?
Yeah, I have a graduate degree in biotech and biodefense.
And like, how does it, what's the percentage of, wait a minute, did you say biodefense?
I did.
Are they working on pig people? They're making pig soldiers, aren't they? I heard the audio yesterday.
I can't say that.
Okay. All right. What's the rejection rate? What's the rejection percentage?
That I don't know specifically, but like you said, there's all types of rejection. I think this guy in particular, he needed way too many medications to prevent rejection, so they couldn't give him a human heart. So that's why he was a candidate for the pig heart.
Yeah, because you said that, Josh. He had the terminal heart disease. So
yeah, he needs the pig heart stat.
Yeah, right now. Okay, very cool. So that's why. So he's got to take all those meds. Thank you, Karen. Yeah, if anybody's got any photos, I want to see them. I'm fascinated with them.
I'm sending you guys a link to that that magnet thing that you zap your brain with.
Dude, do you know where this is going to happen? Have you seen what that crazy son of a bitch Elon is rolling out this year?
No!
The Neuralink.
What?
January 10th, 2022, Analytics Mag. Elon Musk to implant Neuralink chips into the human brain this year.
Oh, God.
Including treatments and advances in spinal cord injuries and neurological disorders.